Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is it permitted to eat or drink before Kiddush Shabbos morning? Yesterday our halacha was, how about Friday night coming into Shabbos? And now we've done that. We've said Kiddush Friday night. We've eaten our first seuda, and now it is Shabbos morning. I want to eat something. Do I need to say Kiddush first? We are actually talking about after I've davened already. We're going to go with that assumption. I've davened. I want to eat something. Do I need to say Kiddush first, or can I eat something without Kiddush? We're going to start with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud, Asr Lo LaAdam Shitam Klum Karim Sheikadish. He's talking about what is called Kiddush Rabba. It's a euphemism. The large Kiddush, the great Kiddush, we only say Borei Pri Agafens, that's Shabbos morning. So it's not the great Kiddush, it's a very short Kiddush, but it's called Kiddush Rabba nonetheless. And the Rambam nonetheless is paskening that it's prohibited to yeet to taste anything. You can't eat before Kiddush. So that's the same halacha as we had for Friday night. Friday night you can't eat before Kiddush. So too, Shabbos morning you cannot eat before Kiddush. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Having said that, the Ravid, who wrote Hasagos, comments and disagreements when he disagrees with the Rambam, he has very sharp language to this psak of the Rambam. He says as follows, I'm going to read it. It is a classic, Bechaye Roshi, and with the life of my head. That's a kind of an oath, a swear. Im Misvara Amra, if the Rambam is bringing this psak, then you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush Shabbos morning. If he based it on a Svara rationale, in other words, a non-halachic source in the Gemara or Chazal, but if he made this up, the Svara, Lo Savar Meimav Svara Pchuta Mizo, he has never said a Svara rationale less than this one. This is his worst Svara ever, to say that you can't eat before having Kiddush on Shabbos morning. And then the Ravid says, where did the Rambam really get this from? Ulefisha Karu Kiddush Rabba Yatzala. It's because it's called Kiddush Rabba. That's where the Rambam learned it from, because it's called Kiddush, Kiddush Rabba. So the Rambam said, just like Kiddush, we call it Kiddush Friday night, we call it Kiddush Rabba Shabbos morning. So he said, they're both called Kiddush. This is what the Rambam learned it from. They're both called Kiddush. So just like the Kiddush Friday night, you can't eat before you say Kiddush. So too, Shabbos morning, you cannot eat before saying Kiddush. But truth be told, the ain't a klum. There is no basis to this. Shikfar nis kaddish hayom b'knisa so alayan. Because we already said Kiddush Friday night. That's the real Kiddush. Kiddush is Friday night. We say Kiddush effectively only once. This isn't a real Kiddush, according to the Ravid, on Shabbos morning. So what's going on here? And those are very strong words that the Ravid has for the Rambam. He's never said a svara, a rationale that is worse than this one. So we have a machlokis right now. We'll have to explain what the key machlokis is. The Rambam is saying that you cannot eat, taste anything before Kiddush Shabbos morning, just like Friday night. And the Ravid is saying that applies Friday night, but Shabbos morning, it's no problem eating before Kiddush. So what is going on? And this is explained by Rav Rimon in his Sefer. The Ravid is explaining in the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is bringing a parallel between Kiddush of night and Kiddush in the daytime. And just like Kiddush at night, you can't eat anything. So to the Kiddush of day, you can't eat anything. However, the Ravid himself is saying, Shavar Shahavana Zo Eina Nuchana. This is incorrect. Hashabbat Yecholali Kadesh Pamachad Bilvah. We only have one Kiddush. The real Kiddush is Friday night when we sanctify Shabbos. And accordingly, V'lachem Kiddush Alayla Hanasa B'knisat HaShabbos Yichove Midoraisa. Friday night is a Dilraisa. Shabbos day is a totally different concept. It's not the same type of Kiddush. And there's no way we can bring a parallel between the two. So what's going on? What's the Ikra Machlokas here? So truth be told, along the camp of the Ravid is also the Meiri and the Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalawa. They are in agreement. And what's going on here? Shelo kayemes chova nifredes al shalasias kiddush babokar. There's no independent obligation to say Kiddush Shabbos morning. It is not that I have a block, that I have something that is preventing me from eating, and until I say Kiddush Shabbos morning, I'm not allowed to eat. That's not the concept of the Kiddush Shabbos morning. The concept of Friday night is that Everything we're doing, we're saying Kiddush L'Kavod Shabbos, the eating is L'Kavod Shabbos, and accordingly, that Kiddush is my matir. Only once I say Kiddush can I eat anything, because anything I eat is L'Kavod Shabbos. So it has to be Kiddush first, and thereafter we're eating. But when it comes to Shabbos morning, in this camp, according to the Raivin and the others, the Meir Rabbeinu David, Maralam Chalava, according to them, it's not the same concept. The concept of Kiddush, they do say you have to say Kiddush Shabbos morning, but it's not that it permits me to eat, and before that Kiddush, I can't eat. I'm not sanctifying Shabbos. We already sanctified Shabbos at night. The whole point of Kiddush is that when I have my Seuda, I have to be Koveya. I have to establish that Seuda on wine. But that wine, that Kiddush, isn't preventing me, that Kiddush is not going to prevent me from eating something before it. When I have my Seuda, then I have to have that Seuda on the Kiddush. I have to say Kiddush before, and it's only Borei Pri Hagavon and before the meal. But that is not in any way sanctifying Shabbos that is going to prevent me from eating before that. That is the Shita of the Raivin. On the other hand, the Rambam is of the view that there is an independent obligation to say Kiddush in the daytime. We have to sanctify Shabbos another time, even though it's not Deraisa. Deraisa was Friday night. Now it's going to be Derabbanan. But nonetheless, the same dinim are going to apply. Just like Friday night, I sanctify Shabbos, and until I do that with the Kiddush, I cannot eat. So same thing, Shabbos morning, I am sanctifying Shabbos, and I cannot eat. I can't taste anything until I have Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, he's machmir. This is the view of the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siman Reish Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, Yevarach, Alayayim, Bor, Bria Gafen. That is Shabbos morning. That is our Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah, the huge Kiddush, but it's really very short because we're just saying Bor, Bria Gafen. And he continues, I'm going to skip some words, and he says, V'shelo yitom kodem lo klum. You're not allowed to taste anything, eat anything before this Kiddush, kemo b'kiddush halayla, just like on Friday night. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch being machmir like the Raivin, not like the others. Having said that, b'shas hadchak, there's a real need, we could be lenient based on the alternative view. You can eat before saying Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That's the Psak of the Magen Avraham, that when there's a real need, for example, you don't have grape juice, you don't have wine, when it comes to Friday night, you would have to wait until Chatzos HaLaila in order to have somebody bring you wine. You'd have to wait. If you expect somebody to bring you, you're not on a desert island that it's never going to come. But if there's a possibility somebody's going to be near it, lead the imitzaba shiavula. If you have an expectation somebody's going to bring you wine Friday night, you have to wait until Chatzos HaLaila. But when it comes to Kiddush day, you don't have to wait. Why? Because we have the alternative view that is mutar le'achol kodem, that is permitted to eat without having Kiddush. U'kedai hem lisma chalem b'shas atchak. In a time of b'shas atchak, when there's a real need, we would be permitted to be lenient on that. So bottom line here, really, we're going to treat Shabbos day like Shabbos night, just like we don't eat before Kiddush of Friday night. So too, Shabbos morning, once we've davened, there's a chiyuv of Kiddush, then we would not be permitted to eat unless it's a real shas hadchak situation, and then we could be lenient. Have a wonderful day.